This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Scientists are finding a link between living in higher altitudes and a lower risk of lung cancer. According to a new study done in Toronto, the higher the floor you live on, the lower your chance of surviving cardiac arrest. There are now 40,000 people on the TSTA no-fly list. Amherst College, after months of protests, has decided to drop Lord Jeff as its mascot for his association with Indian genocide and colonial era. 40% of all marriages in the U.S. these days are remarriages. In a 6-2 vote, the Supreme Court handed a victory to environmentalists by upholding a federal rule that calls for payments to businesses, schools, and other large energy consumers that reduce electric usage at times of peak demand. 1,200 people now work for the Koch brothers' political network, more than three times the number who work for the Republican National Committee. Brazil has mobilized 220,000 soldiers to go door-to-door on the anti-mosquito campaign and is distributing mosquito repellent to 400,000 pregnant women who receive cash transfer payments from the state as part of their fight against the Zika virus. The health panel has recommended screening for women for signs of depression before and after giving birth in the U.S. FBI and the Oregon State Police arrested the Bundy brothers and three other people from Utah, Nevada, and Montana involved in the Oregon wildlife occupation on their way to a speaking engagement 70 miles from the refuge. Shots were fired, one was killed, and several others were arrested later or turned themselves into authorities. All of the defendants face a federal felony charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the U.S. from discharging their official duties due to the use of force, intimidation, or threats. The Charles Colson Task Force on Federal Corrections, chaired by former Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts, has recommended that the prison count be reduced by 60,000 people, saving $5 billion by 2024. Federal government is in the process of recalling surplus military equipment from hundreds of local police jurisdictions around the country, felt to be incapable of using them in their situations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.